for this party?
No, you don't have to RSVP.
Am I supposed to be coming?
What are you supposed to be coming? You're Miss Siam. Are you not being Miss Siam? Yeah, you don't need to RSVP. There's no RSVP. I just wanted people to tell me, to let me know, give me a general idea so I know if to make for 40 or to make for 60.
You're not counting on my wife to come.
What?
You're not counting my wife, are you?
I didn't even know to count you. You didn't tell me anything either way.
Of course I want to come.
Okay, fine. So very good. So then you can come. Your wife is welcome, but she doesn't have to.
Okay.
Because she's not going to be saying Kaddish, right? Okay.
Kaddish for me.
Okay.
Okay,
Baruch Hashem, here we go.
Where are we?
We are in Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. Be'ezus Hashem, we are going to be Mesayim tonight. And then we will be Mesayim. Well, we're just going to...
Do we have a whole discussion next time about who's going to make this and who's going to do that and who's going to do that?
We'll discuss that as well. I already said, before you came in, I said we have some administrative things to discuss afterwards. Are you game? Are you game for us? Or you
game for what?
I'm just for the limo tonight. You coming with us?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Let's go. We're at the two dots.
I didn't have time.
I know. He was tazzing.
Proper time to chaser.
I'm trying to get whatever I can.
He was gathering
Olam Haba, and we were bottling.
Chaser and we were bottlers.
Okay.
I came here for the shiur. You know that.
Okay, I appreciate that.
I appreciate you giving it.
We are, and I appreciate you appreciating them. I'm
glad everybody's in a state of appreciation. Let's go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. So the Gemara starts at the two dots. We're going to start tonight with the two dots. Right. So over here we had a machlokes between the Tana Kamma and the Rabban Gamliel. According to the Tana Kamma, the Shliach Tzibur has to make his own tefillah, and each yachid has to do his own tefillah as well. This is the Mishnah on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. Rabban Gamliel said, no, the Shliach Tzibur is going to be the Shliach Tzibur is Motzius Rabban Yudei Chavasan. Okay, so that is going to be the topic of essentially our whole Gemara tonight. The Gemara says, Tanya, Amr lo Rabban Gamliel, the Chachamim said to Rabban Gamliel, Lidvarecha, according to your words, according to you who say that the Shliach Tzibur could be Motzius Rabban Yudei Chavasan, Lama Tzibur Mispadalin. Why do we even have to have the Tzibur Mispadalin? A silent Shmon Esrei. Amar Lahem, he says to them, why? Kedei lahazdir shliach tzibur tefilaso. You're right. Really, for the rest of the tzibur alone, they don't need to daven. The whole reason why we have a silent Shmon Esrei is to give the shliach tzibur time to be mesader his tefilos, so that when he has to say it out loud, it's gonna flow off of his tongue. Amar Lahem Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel then says to the Chachamim, L'divreichem, according to you guys, who say that everybody needs to daven for themselves, Lama Shliach Tzibur Yored Lifnei Ateva? Why do we even have a Shliach Tzibur B'chlau? Everybody has to daven for themselves. What's the Shliach Tzibur doing? So Amar Lo, they said to him, what?
So people can check their WhatsApps.
Their WhatsApps, okay. Okay, that's not the Teres of Gemara gives. Amru lo, kedei lahotzias she'eno baki. You're right. The Shliach Tzibur does not need to be motzi the Rabbim. He's there to be motzi the eno baki. So says the Gemara, says Rabban Gamliel, Amr Lahem, so he says back to them, yeah, kishim shemotzi es she'eno baki, kach motzi es abaki. Yeah, in the same way that we allow him to be the motzi the eno baki, we are going to allow him, lechadchila, to be motzi the baki as well.
This is really like
this is not just about Rosh Hashanah, this is in general, right?
Yeah, this is really in general. Yes.
Sidurim only advent of the printing press. Before the printing press, people didn't have Sidurim.
That's exactly right. They did not have it. This was not Mesudar. In fact, the Gemara is going to, we'll see the Gemara in Lamed Hayom and Aleph that's going to discuss even more so when it comes to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Because you got tefillos that nobody knows.
You can't use a smartphone on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur.
Right, Tosis discusses that, yeah. Right. Okay, so the Gemara says like this, Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana. Rabba Bar Bar Chana says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Modim Chachamim L'Rabban Gamliel. At the end of the day, the Chachamim were molded to Rabban Gamliel that the Shliach Tzibur could be Motzi Esarabim Yedei Chavasan. See, other people.
It's a modern sheet.
So Rabbi Yochanan here is saying, at the end of the day, the Chacham were molded to Rabban Gamliel. That is true. They said that it is true. But Rav Amar, Rav says, Adayin hi machlokes. I'll tell you, it's still a machlokes. The Chachamim still disagree with Rabban Gamliel. And at the end of the day, we still have a debate between the Chacham and Rabban Gamliel as to whether we need individual prayers or we can have the Shliach Tzibur be motzi everybody else.
And how do you say that? How do you say that in the Lashon Kodesh?
Prayers?
When I asked you to repeat it in English.
The Shliach Tzibur, Motzi es harabim yedei chavasan.
Motzi es harabim
Yedei Chavasan, their obligation.
Yedei Chavasan.
Their obligation.
Okay, David. Now, if the way Rabbi Gamliel holds, okay, that Shliach Tzibur says, recites the tefillahs, and people don't have to say a thing in their yotzi by saying amen.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you project that onto modern day, and a lot of shliach
tzibur,
you can't make out each word.
All right, what do you want me to do about it? What do you want me to do?
I got one thing to say.
Talk to Dr. Stern. Dr. Stern.
That's not a case here. But I'm saying in other tehillos. Okay.
That's not as big of a tiny kilos as other shuls.
I'm not worried about other kilos. This Gemara was designed for base tefillah.
David to the moon.
All right.
You should know there's also in the Siddur a jive with Yusuf that bothers some people also. George Jefferson's lead.
Okay.
George Jefferson?
No.
Yala is right. Yeah. I should have Yala this thing a long time ago.
It's Adar, what are you?
Rav Amar Adayin Himachlokes. Okay. Says the Gemara, Shama Rabbi Chia Bre de Rabba Bar Nachmeni. Rabbi Chia, the son of Rabba Bar Nachmeni, heard this whole thing. And Azal Amar Lashmaitza Kamidu Rav Dimi Bar Chinina. And he said it over to Rav Dimi Bar Chinina. Amar Le, so Rav Dimi Bar Chinina said back to Rav Chia, Hachi Amar Rava, Dain Himachlaikis. Why are you telling me this principle of Rabbi Yochanan that the Chachamim agree to Rabban Gamliel when the Rav says it's still a machlokes? So Amar Lei. So he says back to him, yeah, I know it is. Rabba Bar Bar Chana Nami. Rabba Bar Bar Chana, who originally quoted Rabbi Yochanan, he also Hachi Ka'amar. He also acknowledged that there's a machlokes. Ki Amar Rabbi Yochanan Lahashmaitza Afli Galei Rech Lakish V'Amar Adayin Hi Machlokes. Even when Rabba Bar Bar Chana quoted Rabbi Yochanan as saying that the Chachamim are molded to Rabban Gamliel, even Rabba Bar Bar Chana acknowledged that there are others that disagree. Reish Lakish disagrees. And yeah, Rav disagrees too. So even though Rabbi Yochanan at the end of the day does say that the Chacham Ramodot Rabbi Gamliel, there are those who disagree with that.
Wait, is this a two-way or a three-way machlokas?
It's a two-way, machlokas. It's just there are different opinions on each side. The question is, can the Shliach Tzibur be motzi? And nobody has to daven, or does everybody have to daven for themselves? In one corner, weighing 265 pounds, is Rabban Gamliel, who says that the Mashiach Tzibur could be motzi asarab yedei chavasan, and apparently the Chachamim, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Chachamim agree to Rabban Gamliel. But on
without
the other corner...
everybody... Right.
Right?
Not just the Bucky, but everybody. Like, or not just the non-Bucky, but everybody.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Okay.
He was also 6'4".
Standing in at 6'4" at 265 pounds.
Why is Rav Dimi
carrying the heavyweight belt? What?
Why is Rav Dimi repeating Hachi Amar Rav Adani Machlokes? You already said that before. Rav Amar Adani Machlokes.
Because
Rav Dimi is saying this.
Rav Dimi thought that when Rav Chia was quoting over this Memra, he thought that Rav Yochanan was Bekuli Alma. He thought that the way Rav Chia was saying it over was as if it was the Kuli Alma, everybody agreed. So he said, what do you mean? Rav disagrees. He said, yeah, I know that.
Even though we said it before, the Rav disagrees.
Right. Even though he said it before, he was saying, the way Rav Chia was saying it over was as if it was undisputed. And so he says back to Rav Dimi, he says, but Rav disagrees. He said, yeah, I know Rav disagrees. And even Rabba Bar Bar Chana, who said over the name of Rabbi Yochanan, acknowledges that others disagree. Okay.
What does that do with Reish
Lakish?
Reish Lakish is in Rav's corner. Standing in it.
It's a
tag team, right. It's a... Do you have that in box? You don't have that box.
No,
you don't
have team box. It's only in fake wrestling.
That's right. WWF, you have the tag team thing, right? Exactly.
Wait, so that was Rabbi Yochanan.
E now or something like that. What?
That was Rabbi Yochanan.
Ultimate Warrior. What?
That was Rabbi Yochanan, right?
That was Rabbi. Which was Rabbi Yochanan? I lost track. I was just talking about that.
The Shliach Tzibor can be Motzi as Harabi Miyadei Chovasan, and that nobody has to daven.
Rabbi Yochanan said that the Chachamim agree to that.
Okay.
To Rabbi Galil in that.
So is the other side that everybody davens on their own, and you don't even need a Shliach Tzibor, and you don't need a Chazaras Hashatz, or is it that you still need a Chazaras Hashatz for the
Eino Baki? Correct.
That's the other side.
Yes, but you still need to daven individually.
But nobody says that everybody davens individually and you don't need a chazar.
Correct. Nobody says that.
Okay.
We still need the chazan for the Eino Baki. Good point.
Rav, there's the problem is the Rav and Rish Lakish are in the same corner, right?
They're right. And how much are they away?
It's a little confusing. Okay. Why did Rav and Rish Lakish have to agree? Why did Rav and Rish Lakish have to
agree? And that's Rish Lakish.
What? Right. Is it significant that Rav and Rish Lakish agree? Who is first, Rav or Rish Lakish? Rish Lakish is a Tana, right?
I think that they were contemporaries. No, I think that they were contemporaries. I think they were. Rav was a very early Amora. He was a very early Amora, to the point where people say Rav Tanahu Pulsar. Gemara says that often.
Rish Lakish was a Tana.
Rish Lakish was an Amora. Rish Lakish was the Parplukti of Rabbi Yochanan. They were both Amoraim.
So the fact that Rish Lakish and Rav say the same thing really is not so significant. They're both on the same level.
Yeah, they're the same level.
It's just they're both lightweight, heavyweight. He's saying it in the name of Rav. Rav is saying it in the name. He's saying, oh yeah, Rav Yochanan even agrees that Rish Lakish.
Yeah.
Not that Rav needs support from Rish Lakish.
No. It's incidental. The Gemara's bringing it in incidentally.
That's what confused me.
Now, contemporarily.
Oh gosh, again? Want to do this again?
Okay.
Temporary halacha.
Okay, when you have the like. I'd venture to say that maybe 95% of a kehillah knows how to daven.
Right.
Okay. Does it, you know...
Doesn't matter.
Does that principle still hold?
Yes.
That you need the shliach?
Yes, it holds. It holds if 100%. If 100% can daven on their own.
Why?
It holds. Because that was the takana... And we're not going to reverse the takana just because we have kehillos that can daven on their own.
Okay, but I mean
we're not going to establish different factions.
In today's world?
You know, it's a Lamaisa today's world. It's the Baal Shuva movement.
The rationale is that not every kehilla can daven on their own. Okay, I mean pashtus. I don't want to get into golden tzibur. You know, reversing a gzeira and gadol b'chachma b'minyan. It's a sugya by itself. It's a sugya by itself. To reverse an early takana is not simple. You can't simply say that because the reason doesn't apply, the takana no longer applies. If that were the case, then we wouldn't have yom tov sheni shel galios. There are certain takanas that are that just they were instituted. Way back when, and they just are. I'm not going to get into it right now. That's really a Gemara for Lamed Vav Amid Aleph. Okay, when we get to Lamed Vav, then we can discuss
it. You can't have more than one
wife. What?
That was the beginning of Rabbeinu Gershon. You can't have more than one wife.
Right.
No. Everybody.
Right.
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, not really, but there's kind of a parallel there. I'm not really seeing it right now.
That's because it's very deep.
It's very deep. Way too deep for a guy like me. Listen to how he quotes Rabbi Yochanan. He says, Hilchasa Karabin Gamliel. He quotes Rabbi Yochanan as saying that the halacha follows Rabbi Gamliel. Hilchasa Michlal de Pligi. By the fact that he has to say that the halacha follows Rabban Gamliel, what does that mean? It means that there are those who are cholik. Because if everybody agrees to it, then what do you have to say? The halacha follows Rabban Gamliel. Well, of course it does. Everybody agrees to it. So by the very fact that Rabbi Yochanan at the end of the day states that the halacha follows Rabban Gamliel, he is mashma that not everybody agrees to Rabban Gamliel. So now we have a stira. We have one statement of Rabba Bar Bar Chana quoting Rabbi Yochanan as saying that the Chachamim agree to Rabban Gamliel. And we have Rabbi Chana, Tzipot Ra'a, quoting Rabbi Yochanan as saying that there is a Machlokes. So what is it? So says the Gemara, Ki Salik Rabbi Abba Miyame. When Rabbi Abba got up from the seas, he was overseas, he was taking his Hawaiian cruise. When he got off of his Hawaiian cruise, he said the following. He explained.
Going from Boston to a Hawaiian cruise?
I'm telling you. I'm so eclectic.
Cruise.
We're going to have a luau soon.
Yeah. So, yeah. Pirsha, he explained it the following way. He says like this. Modim Chachamim the Rabban Gamliel, in certain cases, Bebracho Shel Rosh Hashanah Veshel Yom Kippurim. When Rabbi Yochanan said that the Chachamim follow Rabban Gamliel, that the Shliach Tzibur could be Motzi everybody else, that's where we're talking about brachos of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. But V'Hilchus V'Halacha, when he says that the Halacha follows Rabban Gamliel, which is mashma that people argue, Mechla de Pligi, that's Bebrachos the Chol Hashanah. That's in a regular Shmona Esrei. That's a regular davening. Now the Gemara is going to ask later, why should we be Mechalik between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and the rest of the year? But right now,
doesn't it seem obvious?
Yes, it seems obvious. It is obvious, but the Gemara will ask it anyway. Sometimes the Gemara asks the obvious.
And it will give the obvious answer.
Which is?
That probably people are a lot, even the Bakim, are less familiar with the tefillos.
Excellent.
Yomim Narayim.
That's what the Gemara is going to end up saying, essentially. But for now, before we get to that, the Gemara wants to make that chiluk. So that's how we can resolve this stira within the statements of Rabbi Yochanan. Says the Gemara, Aini, say it ain't so.
Bob.
Yosef.
Yes.
Vaham Rabbi Chana Tzipora. But Rabbi Chana Tzipora didn't say that exactly. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Kerabin Gamliel, Bebracho Shel Rosh Hashanah Veshel Yom Kippur. He said that the halacha follows Rabban Gamliel, which is mashma that somebody argues on Rabban Gamliel, i.e. the Chachamim, where in Bracho Shel Rosh Hashanah Veshel Yom Kippurim. So the chiluk, the distinction you try to make above, is no good. Kick is up and it is no good. Okay? That's why. Okay? Very good. I'm just reliving the Super Bowl here. A lot of wide rights over there. Okay, so what's the pshat? So Ella, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, we have to come up with a different pshat. Man modim. So who's mode? When we say mode chachamim, Rabbi Gamliel, who are the chachamim? Rabbi Meir. It's not all the chachamim. It's a distinct group of chachamim, and in this case, really only one of the chachamim, and that's Rabbi Meir. The halacha, and when we said down there that the halacha mechlal de pligi, when we said that the halacha follows Rabbi Gamliel, which implies there are those who argue, that's the Rabbanan. Very good. So now we have in one corner, we have Rabbi Yochanan that is supported now by Rabbi Meir. And then when we have those who argue, that's the Chachamim. D'tanya, because we have a braisa that says like this. Bracho Shel Rosh Hashanah V'Shel Yom Kippur and Shliach Tzibur Motzi Rabim Yedei Chavasan. When it comes to the brachos of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the Shliach Tzibur could be Motzi everybody else. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir, going like Rabbi Gamliel. The Chachamim Omrim, but the Chachamim say no. Kishem Shliach Tzibur Chayev, just like the Shliach Tzibur has to do his own tefillah. Kach Kol Yochid V'Yochid Chayev. So too, each individual is chayev to make his own blessings.
This is when the individuals don't know how to read, or even when they do know how to read.
This is when. Yeah, it doesn't matter if they knew how to.
If they know how to read, what should they make a difference between Rosh Hashanah or not? Because if they know how to read, then they should have to do it even on Rosh Hashanah. If you know how to read, right, they have to do it even on Rosh Hashanah.
Well, according to...
There should be no difference between Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah if you know how to read.
According to Rabban Gamliel, the Chazan is going to be Motzi no matter what.
If it's Rosh Hashanah, they should have to do it themselves, even though it's Rosh Hashanah. Right?
Yeah, they should have to do it themselves. Yeah.
Is that what they
everybody has to do it themselves. Each individual is chayev. The Shliach Tzibur, we still need the Shliach Tzibur to be Motzi Deino Baki. Yet somebody who can't daven, the Shliach Tzibur is going to cover him. But according to the Chachamim, in lieu of that, you got to daven for yourself.
So why would your mayor say that? Why do you have to daven for yourself?
For the same reason Rabbi Gamliel says it.
Why?
Originally, Rabbi Gamliel said the reason why everybody has to daven for themselves is to give the Shliach Tzibur time to be mesader his own tefillos.
Why should Rabbi Meir distinguish between Rosh Hashanah and the rest of the year?
Rabbi Meir says on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the Shliach Tzibur could be motzi, and so too. So the rest of the year, what would he say? I don't know what he would say the rest of the year. I don't know. Would he say the same thing, that Shliach Tzibur could be motzi, or would he say that since it is a regular davening and everybody knows it, that you have to do it for yourself? I don't know. The price is not clear.
Probably distinguishes, right?
It could be. It could be. I can't say. I don't know. I didn't talk to Rabbi Meir recently about it.
What's the whole point? If Rabbi Meir doesn't distinguish, what's the point? What's the difference between him and the Chacham?
You know, but...
Well, I mean, the Chacham say that each person has to daven for themselves. Rabbi Meir says that the Yishtiyel Sibur is... people are not davening by themselves. On Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. That's the distinction. On Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, what's the din? According to Rabbi Meir, Yishtiyel Sibur should daven and nobody else should daven for themselves. According to the Chacham, each person has to daven for themselves. The only point of the Shliach Tzibur is to be multi in a bucket.
David, right? The explanation, though, that the Shliach Tzibur has to have time to daven himself personally.
Yeah.
Okay. In order to
arrange
smooth,
in his head. Yeah. Be smooth.
Okay.
Be smooth.
That seems a lame explanation.
I don't know what to tell you.
Spiritually, it seems a lame explanation.
According to Rabban Gamliel, the Shliach Tzibur is covering everybody, is he not? Don't you think it's important if he's covering everybody that he's swift and that he's clear
and what
he's...
Shouldn't he practice before, though?
The Gemara's going to discuss practicing before.
In light of all who are bucky... Okay, to just merely say that's the
he gets a dress rehearsal
is lame, as opposed to other spiritual reasons why people who can daven should be davening themselves while a shliach tzibur is davening.
Says the Gemara, Maishna, I don't know the answer. I don't know what to tell you.
You're
putting that out there, and you put it out there. You cannot be retracted. That's it. It's already out there.
We need the Talmud. In 10 years, the Talmud Bertli is going to come out.
And it's recorded forevermore.
Huh?
Okay, fine, very good. Maishna Hani. Now, the Gemara is going to ask the question that I brought up before, and it's going to give essentially the answer
question,
that Rav David gave, which is Maishna Hani. Why is Rav Shani Yom Kippur any different that we're making such a distinction? If you're going to tell me it's because, well, we have so many extra psukim going on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur that don't exist during the rest of the year. We have all the psukim of Malchus, Zechronos, and Shofros, that's a ton of psukim. So the Gemara says, no, that can't be the reason why we're going to make a distinction and say that Shliach Tzibur could cover you on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Why? Because V'ha'am Rav Chananel, Amar Rav. Rav Chananel says in the name of Rav, Kevan Sha'amar U'besoros Chakasub Lemor. Once a person says the phrase in Musaf of Naseh v'nakriv lefanecha b'yahava kemitzvah s'virtzonecha kemoshe kasavto aleinu b'sarasecha, once a person says that, he's covered everything. Shuveinu tzarech. He doesn't need to say any more psukim. He has covered all of his obligations by saying, Kemoshe kasavto aleinu b'sarasecha. We are doing everything just like you wrote in your Torah. So as long as you say that, you're fine. So at the end of the day, according to Rav Chananel, at the end of the day, the psukim are really the cherry on top. It's the icing on the cake. Because you're already saying, Kemoshe kasavto aleinu b'sarasecha, which covers you. That's the essentials. So the psukim are the cherry on top. So if that's the case, if all it is just extra, then we wouldn't need to make a special takana to say that the Shliach Tzibur, and specifically Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, should cover the Tzibur, because we have a problem of the Tzibur davening the saying all these psukim. The psukim are not even necessary, according to Rav Chananel. You don't even need to say them in the first place. So the Gemara says, Ella, I'll tell you why. Mishum da'avshi brachos. It's because the brachos themselves are so cumbersome. They take, they require such intricate knowledge of the brachos, and a person is so liable, he is so susceptible to making mistakes in the brachos, that as a result of that, they said, you know what, we're going to have the Shliach Tzibur B'motzi Rabbi Yadei Chavasan when it comes to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And the rest of the year, the people could take care of themselves. They daven enough for them to be able to do that. Okay, period. The Gemara now goes back on Rav Chananel's line, where he said two lines ago, he said that as long as a person says, Kamosha Kasafto Aleinu B'sarasecha, as long as he says that line, he's done. He's good. So Gufa says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chananel Amar Rav. Rav Chananel Amar Rav just said, Kevin Sha'amar B'sarascha Kosov Lemor. Since a person says that Kemosha Kasafta Olena B'sara Secha, like we just said, Shuvin Atzarech, he no longer needs to say any more Pesukim. Says the Gemara, Suffer Mina, they thought, based on that line of Rav Chananel, what they thought Rav Chananel was saying was, Hani Mili B'yachid. That's only the individual when you're davening the silent Shmona Esrei, aval b'tzibur, but the shliach tzibur, look, the shliach tzibur should have to say all the psukim. Since the shliach tzibur is really covering a lot of people, so he should have to say all the psukim. The individual's davening could just get away with the b'sarach kasav leimor. The shliach tzibur who knows how to daven, he should say all the psukim. That's correct. There is two opinions in Rashi. Did you see Rashi? There's two opinions in Rashi as to what Rav Chananel is talking about. Is he talking about Malchus, Zecholos, and Shofros, or is he talking about Musaf? So that's, if you didn't see Rashi, you were mechavin to Rashi. If you saw art school was mechavin to Rashi. If you saw neither, then you were mechavin to both art school and Rashi. There's another variation to this, I just forgot it, because there's three possibilities, and I only gave you two.
What's the question?
Rashi says the first one, which is the, which is Musaf. Rashi quotes the Rav Chananel talking about Malchus, Tachonis, and Shofros, but he really doesn't like that. Right?
You have to Malchus.
Right. So he just had a Gemara earlier saying you need 10 psukim, you need 9 psukim. So Rashi says, how could it be?
Right, exactly.
Rav Chananel said, you don't need the psukim. What do you mean? We just had a whole Gemara about 10 psukim or 9 psukim.
Psukim of the Musaf.
So anyway, back here. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, it's not true though. Echad Yachid, Echad Tzibor, Kevin Sha'amar Rabbi Sarutzcha Kostav Leymar Shuvan Yitzarech. As long as a person says Kemosha Kasafter Leinim B'sara Secha, you're good to go. You're good to go. Period.
Well, those words, Yotze is a person in Tefillah.
Yeah, your requirement for the psukim for your psukim in Musaf. Yeah, all the psukim that we quote in Musaf.
Yom
Hashabbos, Nechavasim, and Rosh Chodashim, Rosh Hashanah. You have Rosh Chodashim psukim. All that stuff. You don't need to say it. As long as you say Kemosha Kasafter B'sara Secha, you're good to go.
Your Yotze in that way.
Yotze, well, you can't, right, exactly. Your Yotze, yeah. Onashama Parmes Vaseinu, that requirement, yeah. By saying, Kumosha Kasafta Lenim Sarasecha, it's good enough.
That's the Shama Parmes Vaseinu.
Yeah, that's Onashama Parmes Vaseinu, that's his Chiddush. That's his Chiddush.
Filas bin Kom Karbas.
Without saying what's written, you can say.
Apparently, we pass him like this.
See the Torah.
Wow.
Apparently, we're passing like this. I didn't see the halacha inside, but apparently, we do passing like this. This is Rav Chananel Amrav. It's a Kevin Shamar Soska. As long as you say it, you're good. You wouldn't have to not have to go back on your Shemona Esrei. You'd be good like that. I'd have to see the halacha inside. But anyway, the Gemara ends off with a very interesting piece.
Don't try it at home.
Right. Do not try that anywhere. Amar Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lozah says, "La'olam yazdir adam tfilaso v'achakach yispalo." This is the end of the Masechta. It's a very beautiful Gemara, nice and simple. Whoever's going to be reading the Hadron, whoever's going to be doing this Hadron can do this Gemara. This Gemara is very simple. You'll even start from later, whoever's doing it. Amar Rabbi Lozah, "La'olam yazdir adam tfilaso v'achakach yispalo." A person should always be mesader his tfilah beforehand, meaning he should go over it, he should practice it, make sure that he's fluent in it. And
even
then he should daven.
Even the daily stuff, everything?
Oh, so that's what the Gemara says. Amar Rabbi Abba, Mistabra Milsei D'Rabbi Lazar, Bebrachos Shel Rosh Hashanah V'Shel Yom Kippur V'Shel Prakim. It's logical, like Rabbi David is saying, that really when did he say this? That's only for Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and the Yom Tov stuff. Why?
Because
that stuff
I'm
is
asking.
less common. Aval D'Kol Hashanah, lo. But the rest of the year, no. Because why? Because he's constantly saying it. He's davening 3 times a day, so you think every single time he has to be Masader his tefillah.
This is Masader. I'm sorry to interrupt. Are you talking about the Ivra or the Kavanos?
I think that it's the words, the Milos.
The words. You have to understand what you're saying. Just to read the words normally.
Read the words normally. Yeah. So it's Masader to say that only applies to the tefillos that we daven less frequently. But the ones that we daven 3 times a day, come on. I mean, how long do you have to take being Masader a tefillos that you say every day? But says the Gemara, ain't he? Say it ain't so.
Uh-huh.
Bob. Again, Bob. He's only at the Bob tonight.
His focus is Robert.
Okay, Robert. The Hammer of Yehuda. Vaha Rav Yehuda, but Rav Yehuda misadar tzlosei umatzli. Rav Yehuda, he would, when he was davening, a regular day davening, he would be misadar his davening, and then he would daven. So we see from Rav Yehuda that it's not the case, that even during the rest the regular days, you would have to be misadar your tefillah. Oh my gosh. So the Gemara says, no. Shiny Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda is different. Why? This is a pele. Kevan de mitlasin yomin, letlasin yomin havamatzli, kiprakim dami. Since Rav Yehuda would only daven once every 30 days, he was considered an infrequent davener.
Sounds like some people we know.
Unbelievable. Rav Yehuda.
Some people we know. What do you mean some people?
Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda. Do not take that literally.
It's a bit of truth when I were drunk.
Rav Yehuda was such a masmid that he mamish would not pick up his head from his learning even to daven. Such a person who daven only once every 30 days. So he would only daven once every 30 days. So such a person would have to be misader his tefillos, because to him it's considered infrequent. His daven. But for the regular man,
but isn't there a chiyuv to daven three times a day?
Very good question.
And
the answer.
We're not talking about Rabbi.
This is a very good question. Actually, there's a machlokes, a very famous machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam holds that a person has to daven midoraisa once a day. The Ramban holds. You don't have to daven at all. And how does Ramban prove it? With this Gemara. Because Rav Yehuda, he only daven once every 30 days. It's a raya, you do not have to daven midaraisa every day. Because if you did, Rav Yehuda would never be mavatal mitzvah daraisa. He wouldn't do it.
He would
stop his learning, and he would daven. So going to the Ramban, the only requirement you have to daven ever is if a person,
this is all midaraisa.
Midoraisa is if you have a shas tzara.
Right.
If you're in a moment,
Krishma
is a different thing. I'm talking about tefillah, right?
Which is
the chiyuv is only beyond b'shas tzara. When a person feels that he's in a troubled situation, he has a chiyuv at that moment to daven to Hashem, to look up and say, Ribono Shalom, help me out with this. But in lieu of that, you have no requirement midaraisa to daven every day. Your Ramban uses this Gemara as a raya.
You had no problems.
And a person like that davens an amida, or they just daven whatever's on their mind.
It would be his hispodidus. It would be
not a formal prayer.
It would be an informal type of thing. You're walking down the street and you see a car coming and it's not stopping. You daven to Hashem, please let everything work out.
You didn't have any problems.
Okay, but Rabbi Yehuda is not some nobody, and he wouldn't. I would think he wouldn't mevatel a mitzvah derabanan either.
When he has a mitzvah deraisa of Talmud Torah in its place. Then yes. Talmud Torah is keneged kulam. You have a mitzvah to be mevatel to stop. You have a mitzvah to stop your Talmud Torah for mitzvahs d'oraisa and for mitzvahs d'rabbanan that are considered mitzvah rabbah, like Kriyas HaMegillah, for example, and the like. But in lieu of that, if it was just a d'rabbanan, you just keep on learning.
Really,
and it's
Efshel
Asasa
De'achirim.
If it's a Mitzvah D'oraisa, it's Efshel Asasa De'achirim also.
Nowadays the Kolos will have services.
What?
Nowadays all the Kolos have services.
Swim services.
Services.
Prayer services.
Dominic.
So the Kolos is why they just say that we're learning all day.
Well, first of all, it's machlokes whether we pass on the Ramban at all. That's A. B, I don't know that we're nowadays on a darga of Rav Yehuda, who is such a masmid. Of course.
I wonder if that's why the Lakewood they do Katsi Kadi.
It could be. The whole Heichi Kedusha thing is, to me, it's very troublesome.
RJJ was like Ramosha's yeshiva.
They do it. I think Gary Shor does it also. The Heichi Kedusha is a very common thing. I don't understand it, Bechlal.
In America, not here.
Maybe it is a thing in Talmud Torah. But then you know what? Sometimes afterwards they eat breakfast. I don't know what the shot is. It's not like they're cutting back so they can learn more. It's like, I don't know. I don't understand it.
Maybe it's because they spent all those hours learning, you know, maybe.
Really?
I don't know. I don't think that would be a heter. I don't understand the Heichi Kedusha Bechlal. Anyway, the Gemara wraps up. We're gonna have to listen to this because somebody's being Messiah. Somebody who's being Messiah is at the Moshe Shabbos is gonna read this.
you. Okay. Okay. So now it's time to pay attention. The rest of the night, I don't really care whether you paid attention. Okay. No, I know you did. Amar Rav Acha bar Avira, Amar Rav Shimon Chasida. This is a very easy Gemara anyway. Rav Acha, the son of Avira, quotes the name of Rav Shimon Chasida. He says like this. He says, Poter Haya Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel, who said that the Shliach Tzibur could be Motzias Arab Yudei Chavosan, that works even a filu am shebesados. That applies to everybody. It even applies to the people who are working out in the field. The farmers who are working out in the field miles and miles away from the shul, the Shliach Tzibur is Motzi them as well. Everybody he's Motzi. Says the Gemara, Velomi Bayahani Dakai Mahacha. You want to tell me that it's not a question? It's not a question about the people who are situated here, meaning the city dwellers, the people working in Wall Street, the people who are in the city and could come into the shul. Not the people out in the field. The people in the city who could come out and could come to the Beis Knesses to daven, and they're not. You want to tell me that Rabbi Gamliel says that the Shliach Tzibur is motzi them as well? Is that true? The way you're phrasing it is that Rabbi Gamliel says the Shliach Tzibur could be motzi the city dwellers and even the farmers out in the field. Really? Rabbi Gamliel would allow the chazan to be motzi the city dwellers who are sitting on their lazy boys in front of a TV watching reruns of I Love Lucy and not cutting into shul? He's going to be motzi them as well? You kidding me? As it says the Gemara, Adaraba, it should be the opposite. Hani Anisi. These guys are anusin. They're forced. The people that working out in the fields, the farmers, they're forced. They have to work. So because they have to work, I would tell you that the Shliach Tzibur is motzi them. But Hani Lo Anisi, the city people who are sitting or are schluffing on their couches, they're not anusin. So if they're not anusim and they could come into shul and they're not, I would tell you no way is the Shliach Tzibur motzius them.
Who cares about coming into shul? Let them. Why not let them daven where they are?
All right. Well, but again, Rabban Gamliel.
The field, wherever it is.
But again, we're talking about Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel says that the Shliach Tzibur could be motzi them. They don't daven on their own. So forget about them davening on their own. The question is, can the Shliach Tzibur in his tefillah be motzi people who are outside of the shul? And the answer is, according to this quote of Rabbi Acha bar Avira in the name of Rav Shimon, according to this quote, it seems that Rabban Gamliel would allow the chazan to be motzi the city dwellers, and even the Am Shebesados. But that lashon of even sounds like he's motzi even the lazy guys who are out there in their homes and they're not coming in. Is that true? They're not even anusim. They're not forced to be outside of the shul. They could very well come in. They just decided not to.
Before we get to you,
I'm going to finish this Gemara. Ditani Abba Breder of Binyamin Barchia. Because Abba, the son of Rabbi Binyamin Barchia, says, Am Shachuri Kohanim, Einan Bechlal Bracha. The people who are sitting behind the Kohanim, when the Kohanim are duchening, they're not included in the bracha. Why are they not included in the bracha? Even though the people out in the field are included in the bracha, they're not considered part of the bracha. Why? Because they could very easily pick up from their chairs and move in front of the Kohanim and be part of the bracha. But the fact that they decide not to, the chutzpah that they have of just sitting where they are and not moving, says, you know what? I don't want the bracha. So they don't get the bracha. So I would tell you the very same thing is true by these guys who are sitting out in their houses. They could very well come to shul. They decide not to. So the people who are working out in the farms, they have no choice. So they're working out in the farms. So therefore, they're included in the bracha. They're included in the Shliach Tzibur's repetition. But I would tell you that the people who are sitting out in their houses, and they very well could come in and they're not, they should not be included. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ela ki asa rabin amar Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi amar Rav Shimon Chasida. Really, Rav Shimon Chasida said the following. Lo potter Rabban Gamliel, ela am shebesados. Rabban Gamliel only exempted the people working out in the field. My taima, why are they exempted? Mishum da'anisi b'mlacha. Because they are anus, they are forced to do malacha. So they have no choice but to be out in the field. They cannot come in. Aval ba'ir, the people working in the city, who could very easily take off 10 minutes and come into shul, lo, they would not be included.
They probably davened slower in those days.
Maybe the Havamina.
Yeah, they probably davened a lot.
Maybe the Havamina to say the people. Maybe the Havamina are the people in the fields, not being Yotzi, would be Shomea Ka'ona. They don't Makayim that. They have to at least hear it, minimally.
Who has to hear it?
The people. In other words, people in the fields.
Everybody agrees the people in the fields are Yotze.
No, at the end of the day. But I'm saying the original Havamino maybe is to say they're not Yotze because they're not Makayim and Shomea Ka'ona.
Yeah, I feel like I'm sure said right. They're not right, exactly. They're not even Shomea.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Are we talking about, regarding people in the fields, on a regular day?
Farmers.
I mean, that's the assumption because Shabbos they're not on the
Shabbos,
fields.
On Yom Tov, they can't be in the fields.
No, correct. They're not doing Malacha.
Right.
Yeah, Pasha. That's it. Shemona Esrei Thursday. Shemona Esrei.
I mean, they can't. They just be chayav. Yes.
No, but I'm saying
the Gemara is not talking about people in the town, about people sitting watching TV reruns. Because in those days there was no TV.
Oh, very good.
So
okay,
they could have been.
Okay,
these people had occupations too, right?
Yeah. What?
Those people also.
I said. I mentioned also those who are on Wall Street. I mentioned Wall Street.
They're either in the Shuk or right or some government office.
I meant. I didn't mean TV. I meant also could include Shakespeare. You understand? Like Shakespearean, they're out in plays watching Shakespeare. Okay?
All right,
good. You want to say pre Shakespeare? Yes, your question.
Well, the Gemara is all pre Shakespeare. It's pre.
It is pre Shakespeare.
It's not pre Plato and not pre Aristotle.
Now, before I have to take a call.